The FT.
Britain's ruling Conservative Party is under pressure from a right-wing rival, the UK Independence Party, which wants the UK to leave the European Union and to curb immigration. But UKIP is also exploiting the general mood of unhappiness with politicians to threaten the left-wing Labour opposition. It's come second to Labour in several mid-term by-elections, held when a sitting MP steps down. Today, it is contesting a seat in the Labour heartland of Greater Manchester, in Heywood and Middleton. With lots of older working-class voters, it should be fertile ground. I'm Andrew Bounds, North of England correspondent, and have been covering the campaign. I spoke to representatives of the two main rival parties. Paul Nuttall is UKIP's deputy leader and a member of the European Parliament for the area. On a visit to the party's busy campaign office, I asked him why it was gaining support among the working class.
I believe that people who live in working class areas like this are the low-hanging fruit. These are the people who are most affected by crime. They're the people who are most affected by open-door mass immigration, because these are the people whose wages are driven down and in some cases put out of work. And these are the people who feel completely disenchanted and detached from politics altogether. And what we're finding is that a proportion of people are coming out and voting UK.
However, over a bacon sandwich in a local cafe, I asked Liz McInnes, the Labour candidate, if she was worried about the party's traditional voters switching to UKIP.
I wouldn't say there were lots of people. It is an issue, but I think some people feel a little bit disengaged from the political process. But I'm saying to them on the doorsteps, look, you know, I'm just a normal person, a local person, and I've spent all my working life speaking up for other people and speaking up for what I think is right. I know the area, I've worked in the area, I've lived in the area, and I can be a strong voice for you in Parliament. I'm not just some faceless Westminster politician. And I think that the message I'm trying to get across is what I can do positively for the area. And I don't feel that, I think UKIP have just come in with a fairly divisive message and no real hope.
One poll this week puts UKIP on 28% in second place, but still a long way behind Labour's 47%. Mr Nuttall insisted the party could soon make a breakthrough in a Labour area.
You know, it will just take the right seat to come along, and once we win once, we'll win again and again and again. And it's just, it really is just about winning that first seat, you know, and we've started the campaign well here. We hit the ground running, we've got a good experienced candidate who's got local connections, and we are, you know, we're confident we're going to put in a good show.
UKIP tried to woo left-wing voters at its recent party conference by pledging to protect spending on the state-run National Health Service and to tax luxury items. Has it worked? I asked Ms McInnes.
Well, certainly people aren't talking to me on the doorstep about UKIP's policies in that respect. And as an NHS worker myself, I know that up until recently UKIP was saying, well, we might as well just privatise the whole of the NHS, it's a vast monolith in need of privatisation. I've had UKIP supporters saying to me that the NHS is so far down the road of privatisation, we might as well just get rid of the whole lot of it. So you can't trust them, you can't trust what they're saying on the NHS. They'll say what they think people want to hear.
Mr Nuttall remains confident.
Our canvass returns are looking very positive indeed. From the weekends, we had, you know, a big weekend of canvassing, and they are pretty much reflecting where the party was in the local elections earlier in the year. I mean, let's not forget, I mean, we averaged 32% in the local elections in this constituency. You know, it's a two-horse race. You know, if you don't want Labour, then forget voting Conservative or Liberal Democrat, because that is an effect to vote for Labour. There's only one party you can take this seat from, and that's UKIP.
Nigel Farage, the UKIP party leader, joined candidate John Bickley this week in a last push for votes. Famous for his love of a pie and a British pint, he lunched in a local pub. But Ms McInnes said voters prefer to spend time with a local person like herself.
If people want grassroots, if they want an ordinary person they can relate to, then I think I'm the person that they want. You know, I'm sure people would rather have a pint with me than with Nigel Farage.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.